Proclamation number 5233, dated the October 12th, 1951. Deifying the beings into children. It is a law of eternity that I rule over all spirits in heaven and on earth, over all beings in the kingdom of light and darkness, over everything I have created out of love, wisdom and fullness of strength. It is a law that everything is subject to me, and thus I am the Lord, whose power is infinite and who can just as easily destroy what his will had called into being. Yet wisdom has always been as much a part of creation as love, and therefore I do not destroy arbitrarily. Rather, I let all beings under my rule exist forever, but try to change them into beings who can create and shape in unison with me, who thus become my image, for I am embodied with immense love for my creations. I want to be able to work in these beings myself, so that they become aware of their divinity and eternally live in radiant bliss. I am a god of love and approach all my living creations with love. But I also know of each one's willingness to accept my love, and thus my love affects living creations accordingly. Where there is love, the being comes to meet me, but where love is absent, it will turn away from me and my love will remain ineffective, i.e., it will not demand a response. But as soon as the living creation in a state of free will, as a human being, looks for me, strives towards me, thus longs for its Lord and Creator, it will have reached the stage of love. Then my love can shine into this being and it will find a response. The human being will contact me consciously, he will be knowingly subject to me, and then the transformation can start, that is, the education into a being like me, the deification of the works which had come forth from my hands as works but which shall become divine children, which, however, can only be achieved by the human being's free will itself. Anyone who comprehends this enigma, the development into gods from emerged works of my might, already belongs to those where this process is happening, for then the person has a certain degree of awareness which, again, is a sign of divine strength that is already inherent in the human being. And this degree of awareness will increase as the process of transformation continues, as he gains more divine attributes by transforming himself to love, for the divine is and always will be love. The beatitude of a divine being, of my image, consists of the fact that it is permeated by light and strength, that it is an abundance of wisdom and might, which it will always use in the spirit of my love, because it has become pure love itself, or it would remain without light and strength. A divine being is a perfect being which lacks nothing. Every restriction, every limitation, is a sign of imperfection. Yet whatever degree the being has achieved, its awareness will always increase in proportion to its growing love, for both go invariably hand in hand. Thus only what was caused by love signifies spiritual ascent, for this is also accompanied by understanding, by knowledge, which is accepted by the human being's heart and intellect. Loving activity is the ladder to the pinnacle which the human being climbs step by step as he changes himself into love and thereby conforms more and more to the divine fundamental nature. The fundamental law of eternity rests in the fact that love was the strength which brought everything into being, thus it enabled the act of creation, but likewise it is also the strength which deifies the creation, which is a process my living creations have to accomplish themselves, and are able to do so, because the fundamental strength rests within them as a spark which only needs to be ignited in order to display the same omnipotence demonstrated by my fundamental nature. My living creations are able to deify themselves through love. You humans will not understand this phrase until you have reached a degree of awareness as a result of your life of love, when all correlations will reveal themselves like a radiant light, when your spirit is enlightened, which, however, can only happen through love. Then you will steadily approach my fundamental nature. Then I will no longer be your creator, your lord, to whom you are subject, but I will be your father who lovingly draws you, his children, to his heart, who will find his will in you again and experience an indescribable happiness, which will also shine on you. Then the law will have fulfilled itself, which is the foundation of the entire material and spiritual creation. Amen.